I was dating on Stephen Fagan. Fagan, Stephen, Stephen Fagan, Fagan, F as in Frank. Date of birth is 8, I'm sorry, date of birth is 1/27/92. Date of visit 8/21/25. Please make a copy for Amy McCandless. Amy McCandless is MCCANDLESS, McCandless. NP, nurse practitioner. Mary McCandless, NP. Next, I'm sorry, not Mary. Amy McCandless, NP. Amy. Next paragraph. Dear Amy, thank you for sending Stephen Fagan for pulmonary evaluation. Next. Chief complaint is obstructive sleep apnea. Next paragraph is written to us. This is a 33-year-old overweight male with a history of obstructive sleep apnea. Diagnosed 3 years ago. Has been using a CPAP setup with a full face mask and has been compliant with that period. The patient states he had to patient states he had irritation on his face and cheeks due to the use of a face mask, and has had to grow facial hair to avoid a skin rash. The patient has been using his CPAP nightly up to 7 hours. And he denies any daytime sleepiness, cough. I'm sorry, daytime sleepiness or significant fatigue or headaches. He has no history of hypertension, but has history for gout. He also is being treated for ADHD since several years. Next, let's see. Other surgical history includes a vasectomy. Next paragraph, allergies to penicillin. Next paragraph. Habits, the patient denies history for smoking, drinks alcohol rarely. Next paragraph, family history. Father died of melanoma, and with metastasis. Mother had a history of breast cancer. And is doing well. Next paragraph, system review. The patient has had no weight, I'm sorry, the patient has had weight gain and no fatigue. Denies glaucoma, no vertigo, hoarseness, but has some skin rash from use of the CPAP mask. Denies asthma or hay fever. He has no shortness of breath or wheezing, but has apnea. There's no abdominal pains, nausea, no rectal bleeding or constipation. Then has chest pain or jaw pain, no palpitations. He has anxiety attacks. Denies easy bruising. He has no joint pains or muscle aches, no headaches, seizures, and memory loss. He does have some skin rash with itching. Next, physical exam. Medlist included allopurinol 100 milligrams daily, Adderall 20 milligrams AM, 5 milligrams at PM. Next, physical exam. Well-built young white male alert, no acute distress. There was no pyloricular cyanosis, no lymphadenopathy or peripheral edema. Blood pressure 130/70, pulses 85, respirations 18, temps 97.5, weight is 195, saturation 97. HEND anomalous, pupils reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, nasal mucus injected. Neck supple, no bruise, no lymphadenopathy or thyromegaly. Chest equal movements with clear lung fills. Heart, the absence of regular S1 S2, no murmurs. The abdomen is soft, benign, no masses. Extremities, no lesions, no edema, no gap tenderness. Reflexes of 1+ with no gross motor lapses. Skin, no lesions are noted. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Obstructive sleep apnea. Number 2 is history of gout. Number 3, ADHD. Number 4 is contact dermatitis of the face. Next paragraph, plan. Patient has been advised to continue with the CPAP nightly at plus 10 centimeter. With full face mask and heated humidification. Patient will grow facial hair due to irritation that develops with the use of a mask. And he will also he will continue the allopurinol 100 milligrams daily. A copy of his polysomnogram will be requested from his previous pulmonologist, and follow-up visit to be arranged in approximately 8 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. This is Dr. Souza.